to order for the meeting on academics on September 7th, 2018 at 1:05 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the George Harley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Collins.
Present.
Hughes.
Absence excused.
Sewell.
Present.
Wilcox.
Present.
Wilday.
Present.
Hudson.
Present.
Amaya.
Present.
Acorn is present.
All right, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at the time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 5, old business. A, community senator reports. So basically, I think what I wanted to do is just like kind of open it up and just see what you guys have been doing over the summer. So you don't have to, but if you guys want to share anything you guys have been working on for between and after. Senator Wilday?
I haven't like started writing it, but I've started researching and getting the process moving for writing a resolution on extending the peer advising program to all the colleges. Which is a cool thing, so I'm going to be working on that. And if you guys have any info that you can give me, like data or anything like that you already know, like, that'd be cool. But if not, if you want to work on it with me, you're welcome to do that. But yeah.
Sweet.
That's great. Anybody else? No? All right, well, I'll share what I've been working on over the summer. One of the big things was, you guys already heard about in normal Senate meeting, but the CEO for a company called Freighters. It's based in Chicago. They emailed me contacting, saying they would love that their company to come to the university. And basically what it is it allows free printing for all students on campus through, so like every 3 pages a student would print at the university, like the 4th page after that would be a page for like ads and coupons of like local businesses here. And so basically how it's paid for is that the company would have a person specifically here to Reno, like marketing, and they would contact companies who would like to have coupons or something, and so those companies would pay all the printing costs so they could have their ads. And so a lot of the concerns were like recycling and like using a lot of paper. But he told me that this company is actually pretty eco-friendly. I don't remember what it's called, but if you, they keep track of the pages printed, and for every like certain number of pages printed, they'll plant a tree like somewhere in the community around here. So it's kind of like equals out. But yeah, so that's one thing I'm working on. I'm really getting in touch with like the IT department, so to see if it's like actually like possible to get it through like all the computers on campus. That was one of the big things. And then later in the meeting, we'll talk more about later, but Anthony came to me and he wants us to write a piece of legislation on establishing like a set requirement for Latin honors for graduation, because right now each college kind of has their own requirements, and so they're working on just making it a set across for all colleges. That's about it. So moving to agenda item 5B, liaison position updates. So if you guys remember from the last meeting that we had, you guys all like kind of like unofficially like assigned yourself as like liaisons for like faculty senate, office provost, all those things. And so I kind of just wanted to go around and see if you guys have gotten in touch with them, and if you haven't, like see if you guys are working on that. So what's going on? So we'll start with number 1, the faculty senate. So Senator Wilcox, will they?
So have you reached out?
No,
I haven't reached out either. So okay. That looks like something that we'll be doing very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting until the beginning of the
school year
to do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally fine. So I just want to like, I mean, obviously we don't have to like start a project with them. I just want to like you guys could like get in contact with them and see if there's anything specifically that they want to see. Mm-hmm. And if there's nothing, it's totally fine. But just make sure that we're getting in touch with them.
Yeah, make sure like you know order.
So if we like want to say like 2 meetings out from now, like we'll get touch base on that again, see what you guys have.
And then is that something that you have contact information for, or is that something we should find?
I can get it for you guys if you guys want.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I don't have the contact info right now,
okay.
So I would have to ask them.
Thank you.
Okay, and then number 2, Office of Provost. So we have Senator Hughes, she isn't here, and then Senator Sewell.
Yeah, I haven't reached out.
Okay.
To do
do all of mine.
That's fine. So you, for you, same thing, like two meetings out where we touch base on that. Number three, Office of Administration and Records, send her to you. She's not here. Skip that. I'll email her. Number four, Libraries, Senator Wilde.
I was waiting.
Okay, yeah, like same thing. Okay, that's totally fine. Yeah,
I just wanted to. I haven't also done the Help Centers yet either, so that's.
Alright, so yeah, just so we're like we're getting on top of that, I just want to actually like establish set dates so we're like all staying on top of the game, nobody's falling behind. So yeah, so just mark that in your calendars, two meetings out from now. So we'll probably have a meeting next week, and then we'll have one the following, so that will be September 21st. And I'll let you know if like things change and we don't have a meeting. But as of now, September 21st, have those ready for that meeting. So moving to agenda item, Senator Amaya.
Since we're new, do some of the people have like two?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Do you want to?
So previous Senator Mark Lee, he was on this committee, but he's no longer a senator. And so if you guys want to fill in his spots, so the open spots, if you look at the agenda, so Libraries, he was on that one. So either one of you guys want to jump in on that
together?
There's two open spots. So there's one for Office of Administration and Records, which is Senator Hughes. So one of you guys can do that. And then the other one is Libraries.
I would like to.
Senator Amaya.
I would like to do Libraries.
Libraries, okay. I'll put you on Libraries.
If one of you guys, I also have three. So if one of you guys wants one of them, you can have one.
Okay, yeah, so and then do you, I can take Office of Administration Records. You can, yeah, the agendas are down there. Oh yeah, agendas are right here if you guys would like. And then Senator Wilde, did you want to like take yourself off one of those since you, yeah, you are on three.
Well, if you guys did want to do Libraries together, you can. You know, I'm already doing Faculty Senate and Home Centers.
Do you want me on that with you?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, so I'll take Senator Wilde off of Libraries, and so it'll be Senator Amaya and Hudson on Libraries. So yeah, all you guys basically have to do is just get in contact with them and like ask them like, hey, we're having a committee on academics. Is there anything you'd like to see on the agenda this year? Like specifically, do you guys like want anything done, like, yeah, just like that. Senator Hudson.
And you're gonna send us that contact info?
Yeah, I can say, I'll send you guys all the contact info.
Awesome.
For that. All right, any more questions? All right, seeing none, we'll move to agenda item six, new business A, assigning projects and deadlines. So if you guys saw the email I sent out, there was a list of projects you could have chosen, or you could have came up with like a project of your own that you want to work on for this semester. But I kind of just want to go around and ask you guys a project that you want to work on, and then a deadline that you think you can come back and update me on that project. So we'll just go around. So Senator Wilde.
Well, right now I'm working on the peer advising project. I'm trying to get that done within like a couple of months. What I mostly want to do is just write a resolution that is going to, because we have a peer advising program in very like select places within the colleges. Like I think there is like peer advisors in like some areas of liberal arts, like just psychology, and then Cavern and College of Science will have it. So I just want to kind of make it like an across the board thing. But I just want all like the data and my online send out survey or something like that. But then there's another thing I also wanted to do. So I think I want to try to get that done by like the end of the semester at least, you know, but I'm not sure exactly when I can get it done.
Okay, so we'll just do every meeting I plan on having like summer updates. So as long as you keep me updated on how that's going, that'll be fine. And then,
cool.
Is that all the projects?
There's also another project I wanted to do, but I also wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. But I was thinking, just because my Nevada is like really out of our control and it's like really crazy right now, we could come up with like a my Nevada like workshop type situation where like people, we could like teach them how to use it basically so that people are less confused with it. Because there's just like a lot of issues with it, as we all know. So yeah.
Great, yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right. Senator Sewell.
Can you explain on your list of projects more of what Planet 10 is, the accessibility and engineering programs for students?
So basically what I created that list from what Speaker Martinez sent me, as well as what we established like in our very first meeting. And I think you guys, the College of Engineering Senators, you guys, I'm not familiar with it, but you guys said something about problems with it. And I think part of that problem is like what today's piece of legislation might be covering.
Yeah, so that's not like...
I think Senator Hughes is the one who...
Okay, I'll talk to you about it. Okay. I'm confused on that one, but it's, regardless of that, out of the possible projects that you have, I'm interested in doing the network nights, obviously not by myself, I do that by myself, but with someone else. That would
for
be
sure,
nice.
Yeah.
And then I'll look into the accessibility to engineering programs for all students. It's a little open-ended because all students can't go into engineering programs because they're not engineers, but I'll look into that too.
Oh yeah, that's great. Actually, like on the platform that I ran on when I was running for Senate, was one of the big things I wanted to do was like establish like a network night for like all the research labs on campus, and kind of like do something where we can have them all together. Students can come around and like talk to them and see if they can apply to be within those labs. So
yeah,
I would love to work on that with you.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, perfect. And then another project would be, hold on. Would be with the non-traditional lab opportunities 11. A lot of labs, like science labs and stuff, have research positions, but a lot of engineering is more internship. So we have a bunch of clubs that do projects. So we have ALCHE, which is our American Institute of Chemical Engineers, and that club does like, they build their own robot thing, and it's run off of chemicals, and like they have that competition. And then like our electronics and robotics club has one where they build like robots and they go see in that. And then we have our human powered vehicles, so they build their human powered vehicles. So those, even though it's not necessarily like a lab, it's kind of the only hands-on opportunity that engineers get. It's not like undergraduate research options. So just, I guess, more opportunities there. I don't know if that falls into your non-traditional lab opportunities, but like as far as the club, that would be more traditional, and then more if we have grants for that, and like where they get their funding from, because a lot of that costs a lot of money, and the only way that students can get access to actually doing projects is through those clubs and not by academics and stuff.
Cool. All right, so is that it?
Yeah, sorry.
No, okay, so Senator Amaya, do you have anything? I know, look, you just added yourself to this, so.
So since I decided to be a liaison for library, I was going to look into the 24-hour library study space. I know in the Nevada blocks, previous Senator Lippy was looking into it, and he's a good friend of mine, so I'll reach out.
Sorry to interrupt you. For that, actually, previous Senator Lippy, he was actually my mentor when I was an intern, so I was helping him on that project as well. And actually, I forgot to mention earlier, but over the summer, that was another thing I was working on. And I actually met with the Assistant Dean of Libraries and with President Jackson, and we spoke about that. I don't think it's going to be 24 hours because it's a lot of money with like staff and stuff like that. But I'll gladly work on that with you as well, and kind of update you with everything we have so far. We still have a long way to go, so definitely need some help with that. So.
And then another project, but I was going to kind of narrow it for my college, is the professor evaluation. So I'll look into that, but
okay.
I'm going to condense it just to my college, because that's a big project.
Cool. All right, Senator Hudson.
Okay, so there's two projects on here that kind of stand out. The first one is cheaper textbooks, number 5. So on the Committee of Budget and Finance, we just got a presentation from the director of the Wolf Shop, kind of discussing, like, obviously the big topic was the fact that textbooks are really expensive. So we were talking about creating kind of how we had a plan for the Walls 2025. Kind of doing something similar to that, but for the Wolf Shop. Mm-hmm. So we have a plan on, like a strategic business plan made by Senate on how we're gonna like fix problems, like how expensive the textbooks are. So I'm looking into that. And then also something about inconsistent advising. So Senator Burton talked about this in his report on Wednesday, how he was looking into advising for the College of Business and how there were issues with that. That's just something that caught my attention that I'll probably work on.
Okay, great, cool. All right, Senator Wilcox, sorry.
No, you're good. That happened this morning.
Are you like first
week? Yeah.
All right.
So something that I'd like to work on is transfer student scholarships, because I'm friends with the individual who's kind of like heading that.
Okay.
And the idea behind this, I think that I could get a lot of information on it and be able to like start that. And then something else that I'd be interested in is ADA accessibility and classes. Mm-hmm. So those are the two that I would be.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have any questions? And like, don't feel like you have to work on this project like solely by yourself. Like, we have a whole committee and we all have senators who are in the committee. And, so feel free to like reach out to anybody that you feel would be good to like help. So don't stress yourself out like doing it all by yourself. And as for like deadlines, I think what I'm gonna do is on every agenda we'll just have senator updates and we'll just go around and see like what progress we've made like each week or every other week. So yeah. All right, so moving to agenda item 6B, discussion on Senate Resolution 86, a resolution to increase the accessibility of the Engineering Computer Center. So Senator Sewell, Senator Hughes told me that you'd be willing to present it.
Basically, what it's saying is that our Engineering Computer Center, which is our ECC, is not open on Saturdays, and it's detrimental to engineering students because most of our labs require us to use computer software, which costs a lot of money if you like read through it. And the examples is the Autodesk store, which costs over $1,500, and that's just for a year of AutoCAD on one computer. And a lot of our projects and our grades are based off of using this, and especially just because we all take so many classes and we all have to work in groups to build these projects, it's really hard to meet anywhere that's like not on the weekends or really late at night. And so basically, just talking to a bunch of students and going through it, we realized that it'd be really beneficial to have the ECC open on Saturdays, just because the knowledge center is open 7 days a week, and that's like beneficial to most students, except it makes no sense for us to go to the KC because there's nothing happening there. And so she's going, if we approve this in committee and it goes to Senate, she's going to amend it through substitution, just because she wants to add in some more facts so it's easier for other senators and college community to understand. But that's basically what it is.
Okay, so do you guys have questions? Senator Hudson?
Do I have to do that or do I just ask?
You can just ask.
So why isn't it open on Saturday? Does it just cost more?
I think that it's just the fact that it costs more, but also people just don't think that there was a need for it. Like, engineering is considered to be really small, so they just didn't really care enough to have it open on Saturdays. I'm not 100% sure the reason behind why it's not open. It's open on Sundays right now, but a lot of people have like religious affiliations, so they don't go in on Sundays. So they just want to try to be able to open it up on Saturdays. The other thing is that during the week, through Monday through Friday, if you've ever walked in there, it's four different computer labs, so there's four different rooms and they all have computers in them, but we also have classes in there as well because we have to use the stuff that's like the programs that are on those computers, and so half the time we're not even able to go into two or three of the labs because they're being used by classes.
So if this passes and they do open it up on Saturday, are you guys going to have like a fee increase to pay for that?
I think what she's trying to say is that we pay only engineers pay $85 for our, what was it?
For our resources. Basically.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah.
For those exact
things. Is that per semester?
No, so it's per credit. So for 300 and 400 level classes that we take, we have to pay the differential fee of $85 per credit.
Okay.
And so all of that goes towards having, like state-of-the-art lab equipment or software, remodeled labs, club support, hiring teachers and staff,
grant scholarships and award graduate fellowships. So I think she wants to take money out of our differential fees to pay for having it open, but I'm not 100%.
Okay. So I have a question for you, Senator Sewell. So if this were to go through Senate and pass, like, it's obviously just a resolution, so it's like kind of just like our suggestion. So, like, have you guys spoken with the College of Engineering, and did they say they would do something if, like, Dr. Beatty?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, she actually met with the dean and talked to the dean, and the dean was in favor. But I think what she's planning on asking is that some of the money that is given to all of the engineering clubs, because students that are in 100 and 200 levels can benefit from those clubs as well, be rediverted into staffing those rooms. And I don't think the numbers come that high. She's meeting with the people that run those specific offices to see what the costs would actually be, but taking some of those thousands of dollars that are given out to clubs, reallocating some of it to leaving the engineering labs open longer.
Okay.
And we're currently working with institutional analysis because she looked at some literature that indicates that non-traditional students and commuter students benefit more from longer hours accessing library type services. So she's getting the numbers on how many commuter students we have on campus versus non-traditionals, because the argument particularly applies to them. The full-time working jobs and things like that, and families that Saturday would greatly benefit those students.
Okay. So I guess I have another question. So because Senator Hughes is working on adding more information to this piece of legislation, do you think it would be better to hold this off and like table maybe, or can we still pass it and bring it to Senate next week? Senator Sewell?
Yeah, so what would happen is if we pass it now, it would just go to Senate, and then at Senate she would amend it through substitution. She'd pass it up to it, and then we'd all have to vote on it again. But all she's adding is data, so she's not changing the words.
She's
just adding, like Dr. Beatty was saying, just more stuff that suggests why she wants to do this.
All right. So do you guys have any other questions? Okay, so what we would do is, you can, like, if you want to, like, favorably recommend, you, like, I move to favorably recommend, and then you vote. So, Senator Hudson.
I move to favorably recommend Senate Resolution 86, a resolution to increase the accessibility of the Engineering Computing Center.
Is there a second? Senator Lode?
Second.
All right, so. Oh, is there any, so all those in favor of, all those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Resolution 86, a resolution to increase the accessibility of the Engineering Computing Center, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Any abstentions? All right, so motion carries. So we will be putting that on the agenda for, Senate meeting. It won't be next week because Anthony already posted the agenda, so we'll probably see that on the following one. And then I'll talk to Senator Hughes so she can add those few things onto it. Just to do that. So moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none. Moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 1:29.
Woo, good meeting.
Okay. That was so.